1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We're picking up on what Peter Lowe was talking about, but we're just taking it a little bit further. The title that I've been given by God is Reigning in Life. It's time for you to reign in life. But Romans 5 verse 17, look what it says here. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Who was that? Adam, correct? For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace. Everyone say abundance of grace. Say abundant grace. In other words, there's more than enough to go round. You know, in Isaiah 4, 6, he says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And as Zerubbabel said to the mountain, become a flattened plain, he shouted grace, grace to it, and it became flat, and the highway was easy to walk along. There's more than enough grace to go around. Where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. That's what the word says. Is that correct? And so watch it. He says, yeah. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive. You've got to receive it. You've got to receive the gift of salvation. You've got to receive healing. You've got to receive abundance in your life. It's up to you. And they which receive, there are people that are not receiving, they're rejecting grace. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. There are people that are not saved, they don't want to be saved, they're not going to get saved, they've rejected grace. So he says, yeah, those much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness shall what? Shall reign in life. Everyone say, reign in life. By what? By one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes abundant grace available to us. He is abundant grace. In fact, he says, come into the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and receive grace to help you in your time of need. There's an abundance of grace that's available to every person on the planet. This is not wave a wand, abracadabra kind of stuff. Gospel casino, am I going to get it today or not? This is when you can believe, get into faith, and be fully persuaded, it works. It will work. Amen. Amen. So he says, yeah, the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life. He's not talking about in the street by and by. He's talking about now. I don't need to have it in the street by and by. Amen. I've got everything I need because I'm right there with God. I need it in the here and now, nasty sometimes. Where there's sickness here, there's no sickness in heaven. Where there's poverty here, there's no poverty in heaven. Where there's fear here, there's no fear in heaven. I need it in the here and now. Amen. Amen. And so it's an abundance of grace. If you receive that grace and the gift of righteousness, you get born again. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. So you get the gift of righteousness. You get the abundance of grace. Now you're supposed to reign in life. You are supposed to reign and rule in life. Amen. Not the enemy. Not the circumstances. Not the sickness. Not the poverty. Not the lack. Not the want. Not the fear. We are supposed to reign. That's right. Amen. Now you might not like this message. Well, you know what? Don't receive it. Reject it. Let the word come back to you void. Go back to God void. But this is the word of God. Am I reading the word of God? Do you have your Bibles? That's what I'm saying. You need to read your Bible and you need to make sure that I'm not copying your lie. Amen. Amen. The Amplified, listen the way he calls it. In the Amplified, he said, God's overflowing grace. An abundance of grace, God's overflowing of grace. Watch this. Go with me to John 10. John 10 and verse 10, he says right here, the thief comes not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. So the thief is not God. Because he makes it very clear in the next couple of words. He says, watch out, I am come. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you that they might have life and that they might have it what? More what? More what? Abundantly, abundantly. There's abundant grace. There's overflowing grace. Abundant grace you might have. We've got so much grace available to us that we can walk in a little itty bit of it, or you can step into it and get completely covered.
Amen.
Amen. Now, listen, once again, you've got to choose to believe this, to receive it, and then to operate in it. Can you say amen? All right, go with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy is just before 2 Timothy. It's in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 1, I want you to go to 1 Timothy 1. And we're going to be looking at verse 14. I'm reading from the New King James. And he says, yeah, watch this. He says, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant. Everyone say, exceedingly abundant. With faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that powerful? With faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. Listen, if you're a child of God, everything is a level playing field. Amen. It's a level playing field. It's not like this. You go to get a job. What degrees do you have? What experience do you have? What diploma do you have? And then the more you've got, the higher the corporate ladder you can climb. In the kingdom of God, you're saved. Yep, you've got abundant grace. That's it. Amen. That is it. It's available to everybody in the kingdom. The kingdom of God does not operate like the world system, because the world system, 2 Corinthians 4:4, tells us the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people. We know, lest they see the glorious light of the gospel. We know God's not trying to blind you to the gospel. He's trying to open your eyes to the gospel. So who's the God of this world systems? It's the enemy, Diablo, Satan, right? It's the devil. And so we have an abundant grace available to us, an overflowing grace that is available to us. Yes. Amen. For by grace are you saved. Never forget, it was grace where you got saved.
Right.
Amen. So he says, yeah, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That's why the Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God? Can principalities, can powers, can heights, can width, can depth, can length, can sin, can sickness, can anything separate us from the love of God? No, because he says, look at what he says here. With faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. He is love and he's in us and we're in him.
That's right.
You can't be separated from love, because if you get separated from love, that means God's left you and he's gone.
That's right.
And he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So you got to start putting all this stuff together. Start to believe all this kind of stuff. Is there really an abundant grace that I can get out of this situation? That I can get, my business can start to flourish? My body can be healed from the top to the bottom? That my children can come off drugs? That I can get out of these situations and get off addiction myself? Can this be really available to me? And if you can't believe it's really available to you, you need to get your faith up. Because that's how I live, that's how my wife lives, that's how we live. And we walk in prosperity and good health and peace and joy. We get attacked just like you get attacked. We get some major attacks. Some people who are doing big things get big attacks. If you're doing nothing, you're not going to get too attacked. And the people that will attack you will be people you thought were your friends. That's a mouthful. True mouthful, amen. Go to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. I just want to show you another one. Ephesians 3. Now, let me just say this as well. You know the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Everybody knows the four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are the life of Jesus. It's his birth, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension. That's the four Gospels. Amen. But the epistles are the books afterwards written by all the apostles and Paul and the people that wrote them. Those are the epistles. In the Gospels, we see what Jesus did. The epistles tell us what it means to us. Some people say you don't have to read the epistles, just read the Gospels. That's wrong. Some people say, you know, so many different things. You got to read the epistles are telling you what it means to us right now. Because we would not have known. Jesus didn't say this. In the words that Paul said, he said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live with Christ in me, not I. We wouldn't have known that unless they had told us in the epistles. Is that correct? All right, so Ephesians 3, verse 20, he says, and this was written by Paul, now unto him that is able, this is God, unto God or Jesus, that is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us. What is the power that worketh in us? The Holy Spirit. You've got to stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God to claim the promises of God. Because when the Holy Spirit gets in on the case, He wrote the book. He's the author of the book. So He knows what it says. And when you start confessing what it says and your faith is attached to your words, you're fully persuaded He brings it to pass. You know, when God came out on the edge of where He is, eternity, and He looked down at the earth and He saw it was void and null and dark. You know what He did? You know what He did right there? Number one, He saw what He wanted. He saw what He wanted. And the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth. Remember, He was hovering over the earth. God looked out, it was darkness. What was the Holy Spirit hovering and waiting for? He was waiting for some fully persuaded words to depart out of the Father's mouth. Amen. He would have carried on hovering. He'd still be hovering today if God didn't speak. Jesus, same thing. Because in the beginning, the Bible says, all things that were made by Jesus, and without Him, nothing was made. Nothing was created. Amen? Right. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. And the Holy Spirit was hovering, and when words that were fully persuaded of what they said, where the foundation was, and the expectation, God knew the light would come. Yes. He knew it was going to come. He didn't think it's not going to come. He saw it before it came. And that's another part of faith that we have to get together with now. I started teaching that in healing school now. I need to start teaching it in the church. But another part of faith is to see it. You've got to visualize yourself with it. You've got to visualize yourself healed. You've got to visualize yourself with a prosperous business. Your children, you've got to see them not serving Satan, serving God. You've got to visualize it. Well, how can you say that? Give me a scripture. Well, Jesus said these words. He said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. He saw you before He created you. And when He saw you, He said, He called you. And you were. So He visualized what He saw, and He spoke faithful words when He said, let us create man in our image and likeness. He saw it. He visualized it. He was full of faith. He spoke it. It happens. Amen. So you've got to start working on visualizing what it is that you believe in God for. That's a key component of faith.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from His body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge, and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational